the best way for you to sell your books is just that, for you to sell your books. After this podcast episode, I hope that you free writers are like me and you'll be able to put marketing to rest once and for all. We writers are so thirsty for anything that we can do to market ourselves, anything we can do to market our videos. Oh my God, I'm so sick and tired of that, aren't you? Aren't you tired of the slick talkers that get online? Dr. Smooth, who talks at 100 words per minute, throws in a couple of cuss words, wears tennis shoes, puts on a t-shirt and some jeans so that he or she can look like they live next door to you when they live behind a gated community where you could never just roll up to their door and knock on their door. They're so busy trying to be Mr. or Miss, I'm just like you. Yet every other word that falls out of their mouths is how I am so great and how I've won, you know, 1,000 more customers last night while I was asleep, and how I've got 1 million subscribers just from doing this one ad on Facebook, and then I tricked that out to another 500 people, and it's all about ad revenue, and it's all about this, and it's all about this graph, and it's all about that, and man, if I were you, I would do this, and I would name it this, and I would do this, and they're just, they are selling themselves. They're selling themselves. Okay? That is what they're doing. It does not matter whether they are selling shoelaces or sardines. They are selling themselves to you. They are doing their best to jam in as much information into your hearing or past your eyes, whatever it is. They're trying to use the time that they get of yours as best as they can to sell themselves. I don't give a darn if they come to you telling you you do these 10 easy steps and your business is going to grow tenfold by 2023, and then you'll be able to go on the NASDAQ, and then you'll be able to go and get in the crypto, and then maybe you'll be able to spin this and twist this, and then you can move to Silicon Valley like I am and be a twit that people can't stand. They are selling themselves. It's what they're doing. So what do you mean, T.A. Walker? What does sell your book mean? What does sell yourself? Gone is the day where you're going to get a good old college try. Gone is the time where you write a little creative piece in class and we all vote on which one we like and Timmy gets the prize. Yay! It used to seem that that was the way that maybe the writing industry could have been in some way. But now it's just so, the brigade is standing at the gate, ready to hurl tweets at you if you don't write a certain way. But none of that matters when it comes to marketing. Why? Because people are going to buy your book because they like you. Because they like you. Now, is everybody going to like you? No. That's not the point. That is not the point. But when it comes to marketing, when it comes to getting your work out there and getting, finding your folks, the people that read your book, there are people that are going to read your book because they like you. And that's it. That's it. That is all. And Dr. Fast Talk and Dr. Smooth on the internet, do you know why they are so enticing to people? Because they get out there and they say things that other people are just not willing to say. Now, some of them may be doing it to be extra, to draw your attention in. But some of those guys and girls are actually seeming like this is who they are. So you take that and you be who you are. Free Writer is not just a podcast I do. It is the name of my podcast. But free writing is a philosophy that I have formulated for myself. And as I grow and develop, I hope my philosophy will stretch. Nevertheless, there are some core things about me that are not going to, I would hope, that can't be taken away, or things that are, I don't know if I can say objectively true, but they're more objective than they're subjective. For instance, what's more objective than isn't for me is writing whatever the hell I want to write. In my philosophy, that may as well just go ahead and be an objective thing. That if I ever get to the point where I don't write whatever I want to write, I am so far from who I am as a writer that I've got some real, I have become completely distracted. Because that's the point of it all for me. So when it comes to marketing my book, whatever medium I touch, whether it's podcasting, whether it's, you know, video work, whether it's a blog, I am always going to do it in the vein of my personality. Now, there are some people listening and saying, you know what? That's what you should do. Everybody does not do that. And I am tempted to not do that. And when you say, dang, what you mean you tempted? When we get on these different mediums, when it comes to blogging, when it comes to, you know, video consumption, when it comes to audio, we see people and it seems like that's the right way to do it. They're getting all the numbers. They're getting all the ticks and the likes and the shares. So I need to do, you know, at least a little something of what they're doing in order to bring it back over to me. And I have that philosophy to a certain extent, that if you're doing something that's working and I'm able to, let's just say, analyze it, what makes sense for me, maybe I'll adopt it. But the problem with that approach is that if you are consuming content on a large scale, then you're getting a lot of tidbits of things that you're going to apply to yourself. And then that is going to start to make you operate outside of your personality. I hope I'm being clear. I'm trying my best to work this out sort of in real time. We accumulate information all day. It builds on top of us like a 7-layer dip or something. And it can get to the point where you realize, wow, I've got more dip. The dip is bigger than me. And you're always going to hit a dead end. You're always going to hit an impasse where it's like, wait a minute. All this advice is fine. You guys are, you know. But that shit does not work for me. None of that is working for me. Because I still have got to fit it into what I can reasonably do. And that's the point of this whole episode. Market your books your way so that you can continue to do it forever. Whatever forever means for humans who only live about 100 years and die, do it forever. If you don't do it your way, you're not going to be able to sustain it. Tony Robbins, who, you know, I'm not going to say anything personal about him, but I'm just going to say, you're not Tony Robbins. You are not him. You're not him. So, you know, you do not have to be like him to make it out here. You do not. Who's the Japanese guy that made the book about the rich dad, poor dad? You do not have, you are poor. You poor though. You poor. And I don't give a damn how many times you read that book. I don't give a damn what you implement. Your debt's still going to be your debt. Look, I'm not trying to, this is what I'm not trying to do. I'm not trying to make you feel like you can never aspire to become whatever it is you want to be. But tomorrow, if you sold 1 million books on Amazon, okay? So overnight, you're a millionaire now, right? You are still going to be you. You're not going to be something else all of a sudden. And where people get caught up is they don't have that kind of understanding prior to. So that when they get thrust out in front of the world, they conform and contort into what the world will accept. You have to have the kind of attitude that it doesn't matter if nobody ever downloads a single one of your books, that you're not going to stop. You're going to keep going, and you're going to do it your way. When I say do it your way, I don't mean that you're always right. But I do mean, when you write a blog post, be honest about the blog post. I don't mean be honest like a brigadier. I don't mean for you to have to, you know, be PC about everything. I mean, if you have an idea to market your book, do it honestly. If you email somebody that you know loves to read books and they love your genre, you don't have to pretend like you emailing about something else and then you just slide your little pitch within the email. Be honest about it. Say, I'm a writer, I'm struggling. I would love it if you would read my book, but if you don't, no pressure. You don't have to read my book. But if you want to read it, matter of fact, I'm going to go the next step. I'll give you my book for free. And if you will leave me a review, I would love that. But if you can't leave, if you forget or something, that's fine. I believe, you don't have to say this part, but believe in yourself so much that you are not a whore. I am sorry to, if you have children watching this or listening to this, make them not, you know, put your headphones in for a second. It's time to talk to the adults. Stop being a whore, a money whore. There are people that say that you need to put a price tag on everything, and I agree with that. You don't need to feel like you have to give your stories away. You can value yourself. But when it comes to marketing, there are some things you're going to do that you're going to do for free. You believe in your book. Why can't you give that book away with zero expectations? It doesn't mean that everything you do moving forward, you have to give it away for free. But there are times where there are people who you like that you might want to enhance their day. What's wrong with giving them one of your books? We all have this temptation always at our fingertips, this get rich quick temptation, don't we? But let me ask you this. Rich dad, poor dad, your poor dad. Do you think hawking your book for, you know, $4.99 to one person is going to put you any? I mean, is that going to change your tax bracket? For you to slickly sell one book? Will you do your blog posts? Fuck CSEO. Yeah. Don't worry about one day. The marketer can't stop thinking about SEO. And I understand why. I used to write technical articles. SEO was just dripping out of my eyeballs. I was sick and tired of jamming 10 words into one article just so that fucking Google would get it to the top of the page. And that article never was at the top. But everybody is playing the SEO game. So my thing is, if everybody is playing the SEO game with the same formula and the same strategy, can everybody be number one on Google? Write the blog post you want to write. Talk about what you want to talk about one day and then be honest. And if you're not getting any engagement, tell people. Tell them this is hard as hell, guys. This is hard. Writing blogs is like writing in a ghost town. If you write quotes from other people who are dead for hundreds of years, or people that may not have even existed, you write their quotes, people will follow, share, comment, and all that. But if you write a blog, a 2,000-page blog of novel ideas, as in words you came up with, nobody is going to follow your blog. Nobody is going to comment about your blog. But if you believe what you're trying to do, and you're trying to get forward, you're trying to move forward, you have something you're trying to do, keep at it. And become finally, keep at it until you can finally become you. Keep blogging, keep podcasting, keep writing until you're writing your story and nobody else's. In that way, when people find you, You know they there because they want you and more of you. I've solved marketing for myself. I hope I've solved it for you. Well, I just need you to tell me what type. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what type of marketing you do. Whatever you do, do it as yourself. And nobody else. Don't emulate, don't copy, do nothing. If you cuss every other word, do that. When you blog, put all that profanity in there. If you like to tell jokes, tell jokes. If you're goofy, be goofy. If you are like, you think everybody, every time you go to a family gathering, they say, girl, you are such a comedian. You should have been a comedian. Become a comedian. Don't even become a comedian, but be funny. Let's see you. Because at the end of the day, that's all I got. That is all that I have. That's all I have. We don't all have all these materialistic things that you can't take with you when you are done here. But everybody gets to have their own unique personality. And that is your biggest asset. Use it. And don't be cringe about it. Don't crank it up higher than it actually is. And also don't dwarf it where you're muting yourself. Do what you want to do. And every time you market, it's going to work for you. Well, what the hell do you mean? Because you just said nobody's going to subscribe to my blog. I have a blog. And yes, people have subscribed, but the people that subscribe don't even compare to if I did a damn Gandhi quote. If I put a quote up for the next 30 days, I would have more subscribers and commenters than I can know how to manage. Keep going, writer. You're going to get there. You're going to get there exactly where you need to be. But you're going to suffer if you don't get there as yourself.